President John Mahama yesterday took his Changing Lives and Transforming Ghana Forum under his transformation agenda to the Western, the Central Region. He told the packed auditorium of the Center for National Culture that the 8 months of his first term was very difficult, as the Supreme Court case made it hard for the government to mobilize resources for development. President Mahama said the live beaming of the Supreme Court case occupied the concentration of all Ghanaians. President Mahama told the people to be proud of the record of the NDC, even in difficult times. He said the government has invested $1.5 billion in improving health facilities across the country.
In the first year, we could hardly do anything. But by God's grace, the Supreme Court affirmed the verdict of the people. And we have been working since then. It is obvious that the development projects and the other facilities that we promised in our manifesto and on the campaign trail, we are fulfilling systematically one after the other, especially in Central Region. At the time I became president, one of the projects that was dear to Professor Mel's heart was the modernization of the Kotokraba market. You yourselves can see the progress of work that is going on there. We also were pursuing the Cape Coast Stadium, and we got the financing, and that stadium is progressing very well. Aside from that, Commander Sugar Factory, which is part of our agenda for transformation, because one of the things that we have set ourselves to do in order that our economy can grow is to cut down on the unnecessary foreign exchange we use in importing things that we can produce locally. We have done electricity projects, research, water project has been done. We've secured additional financing for the extension of the water, and that is going to Parliament currently. Immediately, we commissioned the Community Day Senior Secondary School. 1,500 applications were received from children to go to that school. It means that if we had not built that school, 1,500 children would have finished EHS and not be able to continue their education. You say free education. There are several of the students who will not benefit because they cannot find access to go to school. Our program was to improve access and then introduce the free education progressively, as the Constitution has said. And with the 123 secondary schools we are building, 240,000 Ghanaian children can now get space in secondary school who would not have continued into secondary school after GHS because there was no space.
President Mahama said ongoing reforms in the NDC is to give power to the people to select their parliamentary candidates and a flag bearer. He said the November 7 primaries is a dress rehearsal for the national elections.
This time, we are aiming to get 55%. And like we said, we are aiming to increase the seats from 16 to what? 20. Means hard work, unity. We must all come together. You say we are building community day schools, and you think you can use misinformation to say that it's hocus pocus and that there are no community day schools. The schools are there in the community. And we said we'll build 200. So far, 123 are ongoing at different stages of completion. If you are not asleep, nobody can wake you up. All night. Those also are there. What's that?